got nothing to do. No,
hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And today we have a dialogue for you about two people shopping for some things. What are they shopping for?
They're shopping for tissues, napkins, and toilet paper.
Right, so all of the simple things that you need to clean your hands or clean your table, clean your kitchen, those kinds of things. So we have a dialogue between Eve and Lucas.
Why don't we jump right in?
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Lucas, can you tell me what's on our list? I think I've already forgotten.
Really, Eve? Soon I'll be calling you Granny.
Hey, my memory isn't that bad. But seriously, what do we need?
We need to buy some basics. So, toilet paper and some Kleenex.
I thought we still had tissues.
Nope, we are all out. We also need paper towels, napkins, and wipes.
How about we get some kitchen towels instead? Because they can be reused.
Fair. But I do think we need the napkins so our guests can wipe their hands at dinner.
True. Let's add that to the cart. Anything else?
Nope. I think we're good.
Great. Let's go.
Dialogue. Second time.
Lucas, can you tell me what's on our list? I think I've already forgotten.
Really, Eve? Soon I'll be calling you Granny.
Hey. My memory isn't that bad. But seriously, what do we need?
We need to buy some basics. So, toilet paper and some Kleenex.
I thought we still had tissues.
Nope, we are all out. We also need paper towels, napkins, and wipes.
How about we get some kitchen towels instead? Because they can be reused.
Fair. But I do think we need the napkins so our guests can wipe their hands at dinner.
True. Let's add that to the cart. Anything else?
Nope. I think we're good.
Great. Let's go. All right. So we just heard that dialogue between Eve and Lucas. And Eve starts out by saying, Lucas, can you tell me what's on our list? I think I've already forgotten.
So list. Before you go shopping, it's always important to make a list. The things that you want to buy.
That's right. So it's basically just a number of things that maybe you put down on a piece of paper or, hey, these days on your phone.
Yeah. Like for me, when I go shopping, my list is usually milk, eggs, what else? Chicken, cereal. Those are some of the simple things that are usually on my list.
That's right. You can also make a to-do list, which means that you make a list of things that you need to do that day.
Like, don't forget to put gas in your car.
Yeah, that would be a bad one to forget.
Right. So Lucas says, really, Eve? Soon I'll be calling you Granny.
Yeah, so this is not really nice, but since they're a couple, they kind of tease each other, right?
Yeah. So Granny means grandma or grandmother, right?
That's right. But Granny is kind of, how should I say, more casual term.
Casual. It's kind of cute in a little way, like, hey, Granny.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little bit more familiar and cute.
For sure, for sure. So yeah, so Lucas is kind of teasing her a little bit because she has a bad memory.
But she says, hey, my memory isn't that bad.
So memory, what's this memory thing?
Memory means your ability to remember something.
Right, so how much can you remember? If you can't remember anything, then maybe you have a bad memory. But if you can remember everything, like remember the names of all the people you met, you probably have a good memory.
All right, just something to remember. This is not the kind of memory of your past, though. For example, if I say, I have an amazing memory of my trip to New York. That would be a little bit different.
So what does Eve say next?
She says, but seriously, what do we need?
Right, but seriously? So I know serious is like not joking. So seriously is like, hey, I'm not joking here.
That's right. So she wants him to stop teasing her and tell her seriously.
Right, so stop joking around. Lucas says we need to buy some basics, so toilet paper and some Kleenex.
So let's look at the first one here, basics. Basics are kind of like your basic items. You need these to do everyday things.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like the simple things. Like if I go to school, then the basic things for school, is a pencil and paper and a book. But I mean, these days, of course, it's usually a smartphone and a computer, right?
That's true. Also, maybe you might need some basics for cooking. So this might include basic ingredients like milk or eggs, or it could be basic tools like a pan.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and just be careful. In the lesson here, it's basics, which is a noun, a plural noun. But sometimes we can use it like an adjective, a basic thing.
That's right. So what are the basics that we're talking about?
Right, toilet paper and Kleenex. So we have one thing here, toilet paper. I think we can mostly understand what this is for. Where do we find toilet paper?
In the toilet.
Oh, yeah, in or next to the toilet before.
That's probably a better location to keep it.
Right, yeah. So when you buy toilet paper, it comes on rolls, those circle things.
That's right. Just another note, we also count toilet paper by the roll. So I could say I bought 12 toilet rolls.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And what about Kleenex? What is this?
Kleenex. So Kleenex is actually a brand of tissues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the company name, right?
That's right. So for a lot of us over here in North America, we don't actually say tissues. A lot of the times we just say Kleenex.
Mm-hmm, because that's the most famous company. The most famous brand is called Kleenex. So if I'm crying because I'm so happy, I can ask you, hey, do you have some Kleenex?
So it's basically the same as tissue, what you use to wipe your face.
Right. And you just said the word wipe. We're going to see that coming up soon. So what does Eve say next?
Eve says, I thought we still had tissues.
So tissues here, that's what we were talking about. Kleenex and tissues are often the same.
But Lucas says, nope, we're all out.
So we are all out, like we're outside?
No, it doesn't mean that we're outside here, but it means that we don't have any more left.
There's a similar expression, running out, to run out. It means you use everything so you don't have any more. So, for example, if you don't have any more milk, I always like using this example of milk. So when you run out of milk, you say, I am out of milk. I'm all out. So why do we say all here? I'm all out.
That's just to show that we have nothing left.
Right. So it kind of makes it stronger, right?
That's right. And you will probably see this when you go to a store. And maybe you will ask for an item, but they'll say,
we are all out. Sorry.
That's right.
So they also need paper towels, napkins, and wipes.
Paper towels. So you can probably guess that these are the kind of thicker, larger tissues that you normally use to maybe wipe the kitchen counter.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah. You said a really important thing. They're thicker. They're stronger, right? Toilet paper is very weak. It's not strong. So if you try to clean your kitchen or something with toilet paper, it's not going to work well. You need paper towel. It's the stronger, like big brother of toilet paper, right?
Exactly. And paper towels here, they're kind of similar to napkins, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So napkin here, this is kind of a similar thing, but a little bit different.
Yeah, so a napkin, this is specifically for your hands.
Yeah. So one example of napkin, when you go to a nice restaurant and sit down, there's a piece of cloth for wiping your hands or putting on your lap, like on your legs.
That's right. And it looks kind of classy, but they're not always cloth or fabric. Sometimes they are like kind of tissues or like more like paper towels.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah.
And that's what you normally see at like a fast food restaurant.
Right. And napkins are really only used for your hands, but you can use it for anything, really.
That's true. But speaking about things that you use to clean, we also have wipes.
Wipes, right. So these are those wet tissues that you use for usually cleaning your hands, right?
That's right. Well, you can use them to clean your hands, but you can also use them to clean babies.
Yeah.
And your face as well, because we also have facial wipes to remove makeup.
Oh, yeah. So when taking off your makeup, you use wipes to clean your face. And if you have a baby and you're changing the dirty diaper, you might use wipes to clean the baby's bottom.
That's right. They're called baby wipes.
Baby wipes, yeah.
All right, but Eve doesn't really want to buy all of these paper products, so she says, how about we get some kitchen towels instead?
Right, yeah, kitchen towels. So what's the difference between a paper towel and a kitchen towel?
Well, a kitchen towel is basically a towel, so it is kind of fabric instead of paper.
Yeah, exactly. That's the difference. It's not paper. It's like cloth, like your shirt is made of cloth. So you could make a kitchen towel from your shirt, I guess.
That's true.
That might be kind of strange, though.
A little bit. Another word that we have for kitchen towels, though, is rags.
Oh, yes, a rag. So you can use a dish rag for cleaning your dishes, or you can use a rag for drying your dishes.
But the best thing about these kitchen towels is that they can be reused.
Oh, yes, exactly. You have to clean them first in the laundry machine.
That's right. But when you clean them, you can use them again.
That's right. So reuse. You can see the word use here. And there's two letters before it, R-E. So R-E, re, means again, right?
Exactly.
Right. So if you reuse something, you use it again.
We can also reuse containers. So maybe if you go out to eat and they give you a container to take home with you, but maybe it's a really good container. So you use that container again to pack your lunch in.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good thing to reuse. So Lucas says, fair, but I do think we need the napkins so our guests can wipe their hands at dinner. So first of all, we have this word fair.
So fair here, it doesn't mean that something is equal. Instead, it means that that is true.
Right, yes. So if two people are having a little argument, you know, maybe fighting about something, and the other person says something true, I can say, okay, yeah, you're right, that is true, fair. But he says, I do think we need the napkins so our guests can wipe their hands at dinner. So first of all, guest.
Guests. These are the people that come over to your house. They're kind of the people that you are trying to entertain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if I invite Lisa to my house, she is my guest. Or if you go to a hotel, you're a customer at the hotel, but in hotels, they say guest. You're a hotel guest and you stay in a guest room.
That's right. So if you have a guest, then you probably want to kind of treat them well. And if you want to treat them well, then maybe you want to give them nice napkins so they can wipe their hands.
Mm-hmm. So we saw wipes before as a noun. This is a verb, wipe. So what is wipe? It's an action. So what are we doing when we wipe our hands?
When we wipe our hands, we kind of slide something sideways. And here I'm kind of sliding the napkin on my hand to clean off the dirt.
Right. So we're using a napkin or a tissue or a paper towel to clean, right? And we can also wipe, again, we can wipe our kitchen. Like we can wipe the table to clean it, probably before dinner, right?
That's true. We can also use wipes to wipe the makeup off our faces.
Oh, yeah. So lots of wipes here.
So Eve agrees that she needs the napkins. So she says, true. Let's add that to the cart.
Okay. So the cart. This is the shopping cart. When you go to a supermarket or a grocery store, this is what you need if you're going to buy a lot of food, right?
That's right. It's that thing that you basically push around and put items in.
Yeah, I don't really get a lot of things at the grocery store usually, so I just carry a basket. But if you're getting a lot of things, you need to push a shopping cart, right?
That's right. But you can also put things in your cart when you shop online.
Yeah, online shopping cart. When you purchase something on Alibaba or something like that, it's when you pay for it, it's in your shopping cart, your online cart.
All right. But after they add that to the cart, Eve asks Lucas, is there anything else we need?
And he says, nope, I think we're good.
We're good. So this doesn't mean that you feel good. It just kind of means that you don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, we're okay, we're done.
Exactly. So maybe if Connor is at my house and I say, hey, do you want any more food?
Nope, I'm good. And you can say this in so many situations. Like if you and your boyfriend or your girlfriend are fighting, and then finally you say, okay, all right, we're finished fighting. We're good. We're okay.
Okay, guys, but that was a lot of vocabulary here. So why don't we listen to that one again?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Lucas, can you tell me what's on our list? I think I've already forgotten.
Really, Eve? Soon I'll be calling you Granny.
Hey, my memory isn't that bad. But seriously, what do we need?
We need to buy some basics. So, toilet paper and some Kleenex.
I thought we still had tissues.
Nope, we are all out. We also need paper towels, napkins, and wipes.
How about we get some kitchen towels instead? Because they can be reused.
Fair, but I do think we need the napkins so our guests can wipe their hands at dinner.
True. Let's add that to the cart. Anything else?
Nope. I think we're good.
Great. Let's go.
Dialogue, second time.
Lucas, can you tell me what's on our list? I think I've already forgotten.
Really, Eve? Soon I'll be calling you Granny.
Hey, my memory isn't that bad. But seriously, what do we need?
We need to buy some basics. So, toilet paper and some Kleenex.
I thought we still had tissues.
Nope, we are all out. We also need paper towels, napkins, and wipes.
How about we get some kitchen towels instead? Because they can be reused.
Fair. But I do think we need the napkins so our guests can wipe their hands at dinner.
True. Let's add that to the cart. Anything else?
Nope. I think we're good.
Great. Let's go. All right, guys. Okay, so we just listened to that again, and I hope you guys found that really useful and that you can go shopping for these items when you travel abroad.
Yeah. There's a lot of different kinds of tissue things, like Kleenex, napkins, paper towels, wipes, and even the kitchen towels.
So you might be shopping for any of those things. But let us know, are you the type of person that likes to buy paper products like paper towels or napkins, or do you prefer to find more environmentally friendly things like kitchen towels?
Because you can reuse them. So we look forward to seeing your comments, and we'll talk to you later.
See you then.